Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wonder how long those people are spending in jail. Kayleigh McEnany on the Andy Fry Show next.
You know, to be quite honest, I was shocked when I walked in and we had a conversation off camera about no toilet paper, some of the other supplies that were available. Could you share with me the condition of the prison?
Yeah, where I was in Bravo Unit, it was actually a unit that had been condemned, and not all of our showers worked. There was backups in the plumbing with sewage coming out. Sometimes the heat wasn't working. Guys were wearing full jackets, parkas, hats, and gloves in the unit, not able to sleep. You know, it was appalling. We went over 2 weeks without toilet paper. And some of the guys mentioned that some of the men who were there with gender dysphoria wearing dresses, they could get mascara, lipstick, and perfume, but we couldn't even get toilet paper or basic needs. So there was a lot of neglect.
So that is an interview by Kayleigh McEnany, and it is a must-watch interview. I listened to it live when it was airing on Outnumbered, and we've got Kayleigh McEnany here to talk to us about that. Co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. She's also a former White House press secretary, of course, and author of Serenity in the Storm. Kayleigh, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Hey, great to join you, Annie.
Thank you. That interview, that is such an underreported or underattended story. It was very wonderful to hear them speak to you about their experience. After you got done talking to them, from what you knew leading into that conversation, what did you walk away with?
I was shocked. I mean, the clip you just played was, I just couldn't believe it. I read hundreds and hundreds of pages of these court proceedings, and that was William Goodman talking. And in it, the judge says to him, look, there's no accusation of violence against you specifically by the government. And you just think this individual, William Goodman, who is advocating for life, he specifically was not accused of violence. He goes into prison. He's sentenced to a 4-year sentence, doesn't get toilet paper for 2 weeks, but the inmates with gender dysphoria get lipstick, get hairspray. I mean, it's shocking. And we asked for a statement from the Bureau of Prisons, and they said, well, we don't comment on anecdotal allegations, but everyone gets their basic needs. And it was just kind of a boilerplate statement. This is stunning. These are people who are peaceful at heart, who love the Lord, who are, you know, in practice living their faith by protecting the unborn, and they get sent to prison? I mean, this is what Biden did, and we cannot forget this, and we must expose these stories and just not let the past become bygone.
Kayleigh McEnany speaking with us right now. I think that your last comment there, this is what Biden did, I think it's really important for, you know, every time you wake up, you look at the news and Trump's done something else that he promised he would do. So it's easy to get kind of overtaken by all of the new news. But we do have to look back on what the Biden administration was willing to do to American citizens exercising their First Amendment right, because we have to ensure that this type of behavior doesn't happen again. Do you think that attention to detail is going to be there in reporting and what the administration is going to do to ensure that if you want to protest, in your pro-life beliefs, and then we compare to what we saw this weekend in California, I mean, good grief, these are not being treated the same.
No, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of these stories will never really see the light of day because we're, you know, looking forward and it's the golden era, as, you know, President Trump has called it, and we're seeing all of these great new policies. But it's important to reflect on the 4 years that led up to this, because for all of the talk about what a threat to democracy Trump was, when you really look just on the singular issue, just the issue of Biden's DOJ, you know, with these pro-life protesters, he used something called the Ku Klux Klan Act from the civil rights era against these people. Biden's DOJ did. Obama's never did. Clinton's never did. But yet Biden's DOJ comes in and targets these pro-life protesters. Not only that, we got that Catholic memo about putting plants in Catholic churches because traditional Catholics were such a threat. That memo was pulled down. You had the memo about parents at school boards looking at them as domestic terrorists. All of that, you know, oh, you know, nothing to see here. That's a fake news story, they would say in their own words. But these targeting of parents, of people of faith, of Catholics, we were on a knife's edge here. It was 4 years, but these 4 years can happen again if we don't remember these stories and remember how close we were teetering on the edge, having an unjust Department of Justice.
We're speaking with the co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. Kayleigh McEnany is with us today. Kayleigh, when you are watching the president, President Trump, really deliver on so many of the promises he's made so very quickly, you know what it's like to work in that environment. Well, do you see a stark difference between Trump 1.0 and Trump 2.0?
Without a doubt, you know, this is an administration on warp speed, to borrow a term from Operation Warp Speed, which was there during COVID when I was there. You know, just looking at tariffs alone, it was 3 years and President Trump in 2019 threatened Lopez Obrador in Mexico. He was the president of Mexico at the time. They called him AMLO, with tariffs unless he sent troops to the northern border. He got 6,000 troops on the northern border. The tariffs never happened. But this was 3 years into the administration. We're 3 weeks in now. And here President Trump has used the same playbook, this threat of tariffs, to force, this time not 6,000 troops, but 10,000 Mexican troops to help secure the border there to stop and stymie the flow of illegal immigration to our own country. Border crossings down by 93%. They are on warp speed. It's hard to keep up when you're covering it in journalism. And let's hope this continues.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. We were speaking with Kayleigh McEnany here. Tariffs is kind of the story of the day. It's the story of the weekend. A lot of people, I was listening to Outnumbered today. Marie Harf was very adamant about, I mean, she's a Democrat and all of a sudden very worried about costs going up for the American people now that it's a Republican who, in her mind, is perceptually doing this. Do you believe that Donald Trump loves tariffs just to have tariffs? Is he using it more as a negotiating tool? What is your perspective on Donald Trump's he's very interested in tariffs. He's been talking about them on the campaign, so this shouldn't come as a surprise.
No. And all the way back to the 90s, I mean, he's been talking about this. You know, having been around him and knowing him pretty well, I know he always has one focus, and it's not the tariffs. They're not an end in themselves. His focus is the American worker, bringing jobs here, rectifying trade imbalances to better the American people. That is his focus. And so tariffs are a tool in the toolkit that he uses to achieve that greater end. And I think what we saw come out of Mexico today is an example of that. It was a bargaining tool. It was the opening salvo to a heavy-handed negotiation. I think that's what you'll see here. No one wants anyone to suffer, but President Trump wants these countries to know that he's serious about this. And when, you know, you look at the disparity between what we get out of Mexico and Canada and what they get from us, I mean, this, we have the leverage here. We have we by and large are the party that can benefit here, whereas we could really crush these countries economically. So he's going to use that imbalance, not to crush them economically, but to further the interests of the American people and the American worker. And I think we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some Canada deal announced before midnight tonight. Again, no inside information there, but I would not be surprised to see it.
Just a Kayleigh McEnany hunch. I like that. I was thinking today that I'm wondering if tariffs are going to become the border wall of the second administration. Donald Trump campaigned on it. It was a huge issue that he was talking about. Very controversial. And then what do you know? Kamala Harris is campaigning in 2024. On, like, yeah, we should build that border wall. Tariff seems to be the thing that maybe the American people will eventually raise their eyebrow to and go, oh, okay, I think I get it now.
Yeah, good point.
Kayleigh McEnany, a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much, Annie. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. She is the co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. She's a former White House press secretary, as you all know. She is an author. Her books are wonderful. If you are interested in a faith-based read that gives you the upfront, present understanding of what it's like to work in the White House with Donald Trump, certainly I loved reading it because she was a young mother when she was doing it. So she tells all of that in her books. Go check out Kayleigh McEnany, a couple books that she has, the recent one, Serenity in the Storm. So Donald Trump's sitting at his desk again. You know what that means. We're signing executive orders. Let's listen in here, Brad, and see what Donald Trump has put pen to paper on today.
Today we have numerous fronts are being covered. Before we do that, Will give me certain proclamations. We'll sign them. And you'll hear a little bit about them. Will, please.
Yes, sir. First, we have for your signature five official designations of special envoys. The first is Mr. Steve Witkoff, who's actually in the room to be your Middle East envoy.
Where is Steve? Steve Witkoff, everybody. He's done a great job in the Middle East. Really great. But we'll see how it all turns out. It's complex, but I think he's going to do very well.
Next, we have Mauricio Clavar Caron to be your special envoy to Latin America, sir.
Okay. Good man.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have retired General Keith Kellogg to be your special envoy on Russian-Ukraine issues.
We've made a lot of progress on Russia, Ukraine. We'll see what happens, but a lot of progress has been made. We've got to stop that ridiculous war.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have designation of Rick Grinnell, to be your envoy for special missions.
I sent him to California to turn on the water. We turned it on. It was not easy because we had to go through a lot of environmentalists that are causing a lot of problems. And we have billions of gallons.